a very beautiful idea. I'll share with you a very beautiful idea in Parshas Devarim. So remember again, in Devarim, as soon as I get to it, one of the, all of Chumash Devarim is an entire recap of everything that happened over the course of the 40 years in the desert. And over that time, again, Moshe Rabbeinu reviews, and the interesting part about Chumash Devarim in general is that Moshe Rabbeinu shares with us information that he did not go at, that we did not necessarily see as the reader in the Chumash. So, aside from that, there are a few new events that occur in Chumash Devarim as well. So, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Hei, the Torah says the following: Be'ivar Hayardein Be'eretz Moav, Ho'il Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Zoslimor. So, literally, in the Transjordanian lands, in what was Eretz Moav, that would later on become part of Eretz Yisrael, where the 2.5 nations with 2.5 tribes would settle. Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu Ho'il Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Zos. Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah. So there's a homach locus among the Mefarshim as to what that means. What does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu was explaining the Torah? So for example, the Netziv and others explain that while they were traveling around, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really have the opportunity to really get into the intricacies of Torah because the people are much more travel focused. Now that they're in the Transjordanian lands and they're not really traveling anymore, so at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu could delve a little bit more into the intricacies and could really sit down to begin to teach them halacha. But Rashi HaKadosh quotes, it's an interesting medrash, and Rashi says, Be'er, what does it mean that he explained it? B'shivim Lashon. That Moshe Rabbeinu translated the Torah into 70 different languages. And asked the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Berdichev a very simple kasha, V'lama bi'er kan ha-Torah b'shivim Lashon. Why? First of all, who needs it? It's not like the Jews are multilingual. I mean, at most, maybe what did they speak? Obviously Yiddish, right? Of course. Right? So, but besides Yiddish, you know, maybe a little bit of Egyptian, meaning what do they speak? In fact, even Egyptian, because remember, the Medrash tells us that one of the things that Klal Yisrael did not change while they were in Egypt was what? Was their language. So what do they need Moshe Rabbeinu to go ahead and translate the Torah into 70 languages for? How does it benefit them? And the Rebbe actually brings up something very interesting. The Rebbe says that it's fascinating when you look through the Torah, you do find words of foreign dialects. For example, he brings out an earlier example that, you know, when Laban and Yaakov have their little bit of a run-in, so they go ahead and they essentially create, you know, a line of demarcation that, you know, we'll be friends as long as you stay here and you stay there. And the Torah records that they named the places. Yaakov called it Gal-Eid, because remember, they piled up a pile of stones. Sagal is a pile. Eid, it should serve as a witness between the two of us that you stay here, I'll stay there. And the Torah records that Laban also recorded. What did he call it? Yegar Sahadusa, which is Aramaic. So again, why is the Torah recording foreign tongue? But the Rebbe then takes it even further. If you take a look, when the Torah speaks about tefillin, so what does the Torah call tefillin? Totafos. So remember, Rebbe will say, what is the Hebraic etymological root of totafos? And the answer is, there is none. It's not a Hebrew word. In fact, Rashi brings down, the Rebbe quotes Rashi, he says, tat bikaspi shtayim. So the word tat, test, in kaspi, in some language, katfi, some language of katfi means two, and pat ba'afriki shtayim. And pat, pay tov, pas, right? In some African dialect means two also. So this is what's going on over here. That the word for totafos, the word for tefillin in our Torah is a contraction of two foreign dialects. What's the pshat? Rather, says the Rebbe something absolutely amazing. The Rebbe says, I'll tell you this outside because of time. The Rebbe says, in essence, language of every nation is the very life of the nation. Because that's the way ultimately that nation goes ahead and communicates. And the Rebbe says something amazing. At the moment that Klal Yisrael was about to go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was already preparing them for what? Was already preparing them for Golos. Moshe Rabbeinu was already preparing us for the fact that we are not going to be able to dwell eternally within our land. And the greatest danger of Golus is a person could say, you know what? There's only Torah in Eretz Yisrael. There's only spirituality in Eretz Yisrael. You know what? If I'm not in Israel, I'm sorry, I can't be a complete Jew. And I will say, the truth is, it's not true. It's not true. We all agree that there's no greater place to be than Eretz Yisrael. We'd all agree that if we had a choice, if we could be anywhere in the world, as wonderful as Baltimore is, it's not here. It's in Eretz Yisrael. And there's no question that Eretz Yisrael, you could forge relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you can't do anywhere else in this world. But Rabbi, you have the ability to foster and to nurture spirituality wherever you are. You have the ability to be an exceptional Jew wherever you are. You have the ability to become spiritually strong wherever you are. And says the Rebbe, that's why the Torah purposely embeds these foreign language words in the Torah. To teach us that whether you are in Kaspi, whether you are in Afriki, whether you are in any foreign distant land of our dispersion, spirituality and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always positive. Says Rashi, that's the pshat. That's why here, as they stand on the trans-Jordanian lands, what happens? Be'er Moshe has Atorah Zos Leymar. Moshe Abinu does what? He does what? He translates the Torah into 70 languages. Do you understand the profundity of that message? Do you understand what he's saying? And that's, he's saying, I'm trans-Jordanian, which means, no matter where you go throughout your individual and national journeys, wherever you find yourself, wherever you end up, whatever language becomes your native tongue, Torah is yours. Torah is yours. Never let galus be an excuse for lack of spiritual accomplishment. Never let dispersion be an excuse for ultimately not living up to your potential. Wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, whatever language you speak, you have the ability to find Torah. And I will say, of course, this resonates with incredible profundity, being that we stand here, Erev Shabbos, Chazon, Tisha B'Av coming Matzei Shabbos, where we mourn the fact that we have, for 2,000 years, we've been battered and we've been scattered. But the amazing part is, despite all of that, we have the ability to maintain our allegiance and our fidelity to our Torah and to our God. And that's the incredible bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that Moshe Rabbeinu are giving us. That no matter what happens in life, be it as a nation or as an individual, no matter how difficult our circumstances may be it geographic dispersion, spiritual dispersion, or any other kind of difficulty or tumultuous circumstance, no matter what we're going through in life as individuals or as a nation, we always have the ability to speak the words of our Torah. We always have the ability to grow. We always have the ability to maintain that allegiance. So we should be zocha that in the midst of the Shabbos and Tisha B'Av, when we mourn for all that we have lost, let us also carve out a little bit of time to rejoice in the fact that no matter how much we've been scattered, no matter how much we've been dispersed, the Torah was translated into 70 different languages, which means we have the ability to grow, the ability to be great, the ability to delve into our Torah, no matter what our circumstances, no matter how far we may have to travel.